Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, doing whatever it is you're doing, wherever it is you're doing it at, and however it is you're doing what you're doing, thanks for everything you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Had a couple updates over there today, so it's a couple more new things over there. All right, and joining us right now, our number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
Well, of course.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get back to what we were going to cover here, I want to mention that in case you didn't hear or didn't see, we had dueling town halls last night going on at the same time. The president was on NBC. The former vice president Joe Biden was on ABC. And I'm going to read a statement here from Tim Murtaugh, the Trump 2020 communications director. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Even though the commission canceled the in-person debate that could have happened tonight, one occurred anyway, with President Trump soundly defeating NBC's Savannah Guthrie in her role as debate opponent and Joe Biden's surrogate, President Trump. Oh, and Joe Biden's surrogate. Okay, yeah, okay, that's, you're talking about Savannah Guthrie that way. Then it goes, President Trump masterfully handled Guthrie's attacks and interacted warmly and effectively with the voters in the room. Yes, he did. I think they liked what they heard. Now, over at ABC, it was a completely different scene, as once again, Biden was kept comfortable and away from the questions that might challenge him. Americans can now see that President Trump is leading the country, has built the economy to the best in the world, once and is doing it again, and quite clearly has accomplished more in 47 months than Joe Biden has in 47 years, as he's a failed Washington politician. Whoa.
Whoa is right. And, you know, Captain, I find it very interesting that on the Biden town hall, he was not even given the opportunity to say, that story that came out of the New York Post, well, it's a bunch of hogwash or something like that. They didn't even give him the opportunity.
I would have said something if I was him, because he's made it worse. Because I'm telling you, there's another couple of pages of emails that surfaced yesterday that we hadn't heard, and they're even worse than the first ones.
Well, exactly right. But to ignore it altogether, again, a major story from a professional newspaper, mm-hmm, that is, you know, part of the media,
yeah,
to ignore it spoke volumes about ABC.
Now, here is the way Savannah Guthrie started with the president. First question out of the gate. Come, Mr. There we go.
Two things from the last one. You were asked point blank to denounce white supremacy. In the moment, You didn't. You asked me follow-up questions. Who specifically? A couple of days later, on a different show, you denounced white supremacy.
No,
my question to you is,
you've done this to me and everybody.
Why does it seem like...
I denounced white supremacy, okay?
You did 2 days later.
I've denounced white supremacy for years, but you always do it. You always start off with a question. You didn't ask Joe Biden whether or not he denounces Antifa. I watched him on the same basic show with Lester Holt, and he was asking questions like Biden was a child.
Well, this is a little bit of a dodge.
Are you listening? I denounce white supremacy.
Okay.
What's your next question?
Do you feel, it feels sometimes you're hesitant to do so, like you wait a bit.
Here we go again. Every time, in fact, my people came, I'm sure they'll ask you the white supremacy question. I denounce white supremacy.
Okay.
And frankly, you want to know something? I denounce Antifa, and I denounce these people on the left that are burning down our cities that are run by Democrats who don't know what they're doing.
And where's Joe Biden? Where's Joe Biden in this?
Well, Joe Biden's not going to, he is not going to condemn Antifa.
Where's Kamala Harris?
No kidding. Well, that's right. Well, again, they are trying to, I guess, walk this fine line of not trying to offend people who they think maybe will vote for them, I guess, or they don't want to seem like they're too much law and order, like Donald Trump or something like that. Who knows? But Donald Trump, of course, and he fielded the question very well, Captain. He simply said, look, here's her, I reject white supremacy. Now, what's your next question? But, of course, she had to say, well, people feel that you're hesitant with this. And in other words, she was going to prolong that no matter what.
Well, the flip-flopping Joe Biden did make some news last night with George Stephanopoulos. He said that he'll reveal his court-packing stance just before the election.
Well, and that's stringing people along for sure. And, of course, the answer is, by all means, they want to pack the court after the election if they win. But he also tied it to this notion of whether or not Amy Coney Barrett was going to be seated on the Supreme Court, which she will be, I'm sure. But he's tying it to that so they can try to make it some kind of rallying cry to look what the Republicans did, and now let's go pack the court so we make sure we have total power forever.
Yeah, and by the way, I just got a message here from Sam, not Sam the paper man, another Sam. This guy's in Clearwater, Florida, Sam. He's saying, Captain, did you notice the Vice President Biden's eyes were flapping all the time? He was nervous. He was unruly. He didn't want to be there. He acted like somebody that had better places to be. Well, I agree. Kyle, hold that thought. I'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, I found out last week up close and personal that what they say they're going to do, they do. Now, there is gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. And here in Florida, you have to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance in order to do this. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota, as well as Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office and process your insurance claim. Premium quality windshields and $100 back to you when you mention me, the captain. So give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them that Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
All righty. And that goes along with Cousin Vinny, who put one in there a minute ago. I just noticed, right?
He did. I love it. He sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah, but he doesn't have the... He's got the bass tone, but you got the... Let's see here. You got this.
Auto Glass America.
There we go. See? The magic of radio.
The magic of radio, yes.
All right. That's not bad. All right. Now, let's get back to what we were talking about here. What we're not hearing about, and this is big time stuff, folks. The Democrats, the progressives don't want you to know what I'm about to tell you. And they're going to disavow this and say, oh, no, it's not true. We've registered 10 million people. Well, what they're not telling you is that the voter registration patterns have given President Trump an edge invisible to the polls. And here's what it is. In a number of these battleground states, more new Republicans were registered versus more Democrats.
That's right. And this is very, very important. And I think, Captain, this is one of the reasons why the Biden campaign basic message is go vote. they understand that they may not have the votes. And so they constantly harp on that as opposed to a policy or other kinds of sort of vision of things. It's all about, if you got to go vote right now. Don't forget to vote kind of stuff.
Now, the president, again, tried to get the stimulus bill rejuvenated. I'm not sure exactly what he said in this, but I've got one more little clip here, short clip of what he said to Savannah Guthrie. This deals partially with Nancy Pelosi and the stimulus package. Let's hear.
Let me get to question number five, and you'll like this. He's stuck in traffic. His name is Joe White. He is registered as a Democrat. He says he's leaning toward Biden, and Biden had voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. And his question was, a second stimulus payment has been broadly agreed upon by the Republicans and Democrats, and yet now we're in October and it's still not passed. Why not use your office to make the second stimulus payment a separate targeted emergency relief package to help Americans weather the pandemic?
Well, we've actually passed three packages, and we're on our fourth, and I agree with him 100%. He should vote for me. The problem you have is Nancy Pelosi. She couldn't care less about the worker. She couldn't care less about our people. And we should have a stimulus. And I want a stimulus. The Republicans will approve a stimulus. The problem is she doesn't want to do it because she thinks it's bad for her election. The fact is she's wrong because people know she's in our way. She's not approving it. She doesn't appreciate our people, and she doesn't appreciate at all our workers. Nancy Pelosi, we are ready to sign and pass stimulus.
Now, she is in our way. You heard that, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And that's true. Nancy Pelosi is in the way. She is effectively blocking and ignoring the needs of the people that want this, the people that need it. That's reason enough right there, you folks in San Francisco, California, to vote her the hell out of office.
Well, sure. Well, Captain, I mean, you know, the other day with Wolf Blitzer, she talked about, again, that somehow Wolf didn't know what he was talking about, and all the people in media, nobody understands what she, you know, evidently alone understands. And then he talked about the idea of people begging for food, and she said, we feed them. And I'm still trying to figure out what she really means by this. Does she really believe that from Mount Olympus, they roll food down Mount Olympus for the little people to eat or something? I don't know what that really means, but it sounds kind of delusional.
Well, yeah.
She doesn't feed people.
Now, I want people to understand this one, too. Remember you heard about the $200 Trump cards that was going to go to seniors to help them out?
Right.
Guess who put the kibosh to that?
Let me take a wild guess. Pelosi and the Democrats.
That is absolutely correct. They effectively have stopped dead right in its tracks the $200 Trump cards to seniors to help them out with their pharmaceutical expenses. And you seniors that are listening to me right now, that was Nancy Pelosi and company that did that. Remember that when you go to vote.
Well, right. And again, the whole idea is to, again, continue to put the screws to the American people, in this case the elderly, and try to make them think that, oh, Donald Trump did this to me. Donald Trump is the reason for this disunity in our world and all this stuff. But it's not true. They're simply using it as a tactic.
And here's something else. Joe Biden is flying around on a charter plane, right?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Well, a charter worker on board that plane, on board Biden's campaign plane, tested positive for coronavirus. Henceforth, he's wearing a second mask because of it.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him earlier where he has one mask. It looks like one of those construction masks or something, and then a hospital-type mask across that one. So, right, I think they're also very concerned about Joe Biden's health, obviously. Nobody wants him to get COVID-19. I don't know that it just would be very bad if he got that, I think.
Well, he looks like a dork.
Right, the double mask.
A stumbling dork. Did you see him come up on stage? It looked like he almost fell on his nose. He was trying to, you know, give the old hustle to get up there. Look at me, I'm in shape. And it looked like as if he kind of stumbled. Because he went just a little bit too far with one of those steps.
Yes, and again, That's sad, and he might have been, he might have had nerves and all that too, but just generally speaking, he's not able to really sort of locomote pretty well when he comes up to the stage and this stuff. Yeah.
Now, in the meantime, Senator Kamala Harris has suspended all her activities for where she was going to travel for the next several days because one of her campaign staffers has tested positive for the COVID-19.
That's right. Yeah, it was a flight crew member and a Harris communication director, evidently. So that's right. So this is a big issue. And obviously, if you can't go out and campaign, at least on the airplane or anywhere right now, but we understand that Kamala Harris has tested negative, but obviously they have to take a lot of precautions here.
Yeah, and folks, I told you before, and I'm going to tell you again, I'm going to repeat this a couple times. You can watch on the internet Newsmax television and their conservative American patriotic news. You can also watch One America News now on the internet by going to OANN.com. Newsmax is Newsmax.com. Obviously, Fox is online too if you want to watch it there. You don't need to have cable and all that. And some great publications that you can read. Town Hall. Town Hall has a magazine, Washington Examiner. Of course, they're online, too. They don't editorialize the news. They put it the way it is. If you want an editorial, they've got an editorial section with opinions, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you've also got, Fox News is online, and I think they have Fox Nation. And those are the things that you can do. And quit watching ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, quit watching them. It is fake news. You saw it again last night with Savannah Guthrie.
Well, sure, yeah. She was there on a mission as opposed to, providing the platform, which, by the way, Captain, you've got even celebrities now chiming in saying that NBC shouldn't have given the president a platform directly opposite the other
right.
Town hall with Biden.
Right.
And to that I say, well, I mean,
yeah.
Why not?
Well, I've got something else to say about that. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Don Lemon, which was on at the same time on CNN. Don Lemon, his ratings were probably so far in the tank that it was in the toilet and you didn't have enough water to flush it.
Well,
Don Lemon.
Maybe he could come up with something crazy or something to do to try to get some ratings. But this definitely, I'm sure it was a dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's funny, and I'm not saying this to brag, but what's funny is we see the internet numbers for the streams and the people that are listening to us on the various streams.
Right.
And we have more listeners at night most of the time than MSNBC or CNN. Take your pick.
That's exactly right. And that's a great honor. That's amazing.
It is. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. Bottom of the hour, Kyle Warren. And by the way, warning, this link may be unsafe. I'll explain what that's all about. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said at the beginning of Thursday's Senate Judiciary Committee meeting, he's confident Amy Barrett has the votes. The vote officially takes place 1 p.m. Eastern on October 22nd. Delta Airlines is hurting. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Delta Airlines is reporting a larger than expected loss in third quarter revenue. The Atlanta-based airline carrier announcing a loss of $5.4 billion during the summer months, which is forcing company officials to push predictions back for an expected break-even date to next spring. Brian Kelly is a travel expert. He tells NBC's Today Show,
Delta is generally regarded as one of the best-run airlines in the world, and they reported a blockbuster loss, even as they've tried to reduce costs. You know, big picture, this means the airline industry really needs the bailout.
Delta is one of the major airlines of the United States and a legacy carrier. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, that's our buddy Kyle, and I'm going to bring Kyle in here for a minute. That's our buddy Kyle Wayne Allyn Root out in Las Vegas, who said that he was aiming to have the world's largest car caravan for Donald Trump, right?
That's right, yeah.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Mr. Wayne Allyn Root, Leo and the gang down in Miami got that going, and they had a 20 to 30,000 car caravan for Donald Trump all weekend long last weekend down in Miami that just went around and around and around and around and around for 24 hours straight, never stopped in Miami, and way to go, Leo, and the Cubanos for Trump and the Latinos for Trump. What a tremendous thing.
Oh, absolutely. That's right. Hats off to Leo for doing that. I mean, they did such a big event, Captain, that the news media, I mean, really, they had to try super hard to ignore it, but they really could not ignore that.
No, and we got it out there because we were one of the first ones to know about it because Leo tells us.
That's right, yeah.
Now, don't forget, folks, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Try the 1995 3-week quick start. All you'll be out is pain, whatever kind of pain you got. This stuff works, and it's all natural. 1995, go to relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain and find out what we already know. All right, well, I'm going to read something here, because if you go to take a look at this post on Facebook or Twitter, well, Twitter, they won't put it up there, and you might get yourself shut out of business. But here's the Twitter email or message that comes out there about the New York Post article. Entitled, Reveals How Hunter Biden Introduced Ukrainian Bizman to Dad. The message from Twitter is, The link you are trying to access has been identified by Twitter and our partners as being potentially spammy or unsafe. In accordance with Twitter's URL policy, this link could fall into any of the below categories. Number one, malicious links that could steal personal information or harm electronics devices. Number two, spammy leaks that mislead people or disrupt their experience. Number three, violent or misleading content that could lead to real-world harm. And number four, certain categories of content that if posted directly on Twitter are in violation of the Twitter rules. Now, if you ignore the warning and you post the story, you lose your Twitter account.
That's right. And see, that is the scary part, Captain. You know, this is not, you know, a rule or a policy like that would be ostensibly designed to help protect people from something that could be malicious, take you to a malicious site. The New York Post is not a malicious site. The news story is not something that is just out of the blue. It's something that was a legitimate news story that was, again, very similar in other ways to other investigative stories in the past. And to simply squelch it was a deliberate act, it would appear. This wasn't something that was some bot, you know, on the in the, or some sort of network program, you know, did. It was, this had to be intentional.
Now, five different senators, all Republican, have said they're going to subpoena the Twitter CEO over the New York Post Biden story. Meanwhile, Facebook jumped into the mix of all of this, slowing the spread of the New York Post Biden story to what they say is a fact check.
Yes, exactly. But again, I don't recall seeing something like this on this scale before, and certainly any old story.
It's censorship.
Because any old story that comes out about Donald Trump that would be sensational or have, mm-hmm. you know, all kinds of made up stuff. Well, they don't slow the spread of that, do they?
No.
They don't stop that.
So, therefore, if you're going to censor the articles on what's supposed to be a public website where you're supposed to be able to publish everything within reason, then their special off-to-the-side, you can't touch us and you can't sue us and you can't this, is going to go by the wayside. I believe they call it Section 230.
Section 230, you're right.
Yeah, that's got to go. And these people have got to be able to be held responsible for this nonsense.
Well, it is very scary, Captain, and, you know, we say that, it sounds cliche, but this is really, really, this is it. You can't have this kind of suppression, and still be able to have those kinds of exemptions, let's say. I think every single American needs to be very concerned, because if they could shut down that story, what about another story that would go against or would make their political, favorites look bad that you're never supposed to hear about? This is America. You know, it's pretty rough and tumble in the world of politics, and people are supposed to make up their own minds.
Now, there's a third outfit out there, which is YouTube. And YouTube, which is a video service of the Google parent company Alphabet Incorporated, has cracked down on QAnon and Alex Jones, banning content targeting individuals. And this means that the Biden situation, the story, is not going to be shown on YouTube anytime soon.
Yeah, most likely not. And, you know, Captain, YouTubers out there are a lot of great YouTube channels. And I have a few favorite YouTubers that I like to check in with. But they have to be extremely careful to not say certain things. Like, for example, they cannot mention the coronavirus. If they do, they can get demonetized. A lot of these YouTube channels, they make money by, with the advertising and so forth. And they have to be very, very careful about discussing certain things or mentioning certain words even, it would seem. So this is what I gather from hearing them talk about how they have to manage their channels. And it is, again, this is something that, is this the way we're supposed to be in a free society where we're supposed to be able to talk about anything, as you said, within reason? Absolutely.
Now, there's some interesting news coming out of New York tonight because late this afternoon, a senior black Wall Street executive by the name of Ray McGuire, who's been on Wall Street for a number of years. Very good individual. Great representative of Wall Street. Again, one of the senior, highest ranking, if you will, black individuals that works on Wall Street. Ray McGuire announced he's going to run for the mayor of New York City.
Well, Captain, he will have, first of all, a very difficult path ahead, no doubt, to run for mayor of New York City under any circumstances, but he will have no shortage of material to work with when it comes to talking about the current state of affairs in New York City and also, of course, the current mayor of New York City.
Now, let's go back to the wildfires because I got a question from somebody here. Let me go to the question and let's see here. This is coming from Doug, and Doug is in Phoenix, Arizona, and he's saying, Kyle, are you being affected by the power that's being cut off to the thousands of Californians? And if so, how's it affecting what you have to do?
Oh, well, thanks for the question very much. Actually, no. Fortunately, no. We haven't been affected by any of the power shutoffs. That was mostly up in the Northern California and the Napa area as well. But we're down here in Southern California. But we do have heat advisories. And we are seeing commercials for Southern California Edison that they're running every once in a while that try to explain, here's why we would cut your power off.
Wait. A commercial to explain why they cut your power off?
Well, yeah, but they run like these little public service announcements basically saying, in the event of a heat, a heat wave or a wind event, your power could be cut off. In order to make sure that wildfires can't start, that kind of stuff. And so we're being primed for that, but fortunately we haven't had that. And in the last big heat wave, we didn't really have any rolling blackouts either. But it's always a big possibility. But we haven't also had the big Santa Ana winds yet. It's when those start up, and that's what happened with the big fires in the last go-around. And, yes, we were very affected by those fires. We were packed up and ready to go. In fact, I was just going to say, Captain, in fact, I sent Captain Matt a picture of the smoke outside my backyard,
yeah.
And he wrote back immediately, said, get out.
Yeah.
I took his advice. Yeah,
yeah, and by the way, Leo down in Miami just gave us a big thumbs up and a big smiley face for talking about the car caravan.
Very cool. Yay, Leo. All right.
Yep. Doing a great job, Leo. We appreciate you. So there you go. And Leo and the Cubanos for Trump down out of Miami and Latinos for Trump out of Miami. And they're very active. And there's been and what's been funny is when Biden and Kamala have shown up at some of these events, there's more of Leo's people there waving Trump signs and flags and hollering four more years in unison than there has been Biden supporters or Harris supporters. It's hilarious, yes. Including the media.
Exactly. And doesn't that speak volumes? But yet, Captain, we're told, don't believe your eyes. Biden is super far ahead in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to sell you a bridge that goes over the Mississippi River in the middle of Nome, Alaska. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, our second Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming back at you. There's been a couple of changes here. We'll tell you all about it. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Pull on in there, tell them you were listening to me talk about them, and you'll get yourself a free cup of coffee on the Third Watch. So, there you go. Now, consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club, too, because you can get points and you can use them to save money on different things, or you can use them to get different things, whatever you might want to do there. So that's the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Join the Truckers Club. There you go, the Drivers Club, they call it. Okay, we are going to go on down to Memphis, Tennessee, and get us a little blues, because here comes the Blues Brothers.
Stop!
That's the Blues Brothers, Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. And I'll tell you what, what a lot of fun they were having there, Kyle. I mean, you talk about two guys clowning around. And by the way, Aykroyd, he must be double jointed back in those days when he was dancing like that.
Yeah, nobody danced like Dan Aykroyd, and John Belushi was just energy personified as
well. I think we know why he was energy personified, but that's okay. He was doing drugs big time. All right.
But the two of them were just priceless.
All right, here we go. I'm going to read the weather statement and give it over to you. Much cooler temperatures will arrive in the upper Mississippi Valley and plains and then over the eastern part of the U.S. through Friday and into the weekend. Meanwhile, much above average temperatures will persist from the desert southwest and into California, along with continued fire weather threats. Although many areas will remain dry, wet weather will return to the northeast. Northern Rockies will see some snow. High plains, a mixture of both by late Friday into the weekend. And Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, up in Montana, we've got high wind warnings. We've also got winter storm watches, and that means, of course, in the higher elevations between 5,000 and 6,000 or above 5,000 and 6,000 feet, you're going to have some snow. Definitely, we've got some very low temperatures. For example, in Butte, Montana, it looks like it was 33 degrees, maybe a high of 59 later today, but it gives you an idea. That winter storm watch goes all the way down through Bozeman and down to the corner there, the northwest corner of Wyoming. And speaking of Wyoming, down in Cheyenne, we've got a high wind watch, and that also goes over to Laramie, Wyoming, where we had a change, Captain, earlier. Last hour it was about 20 degrees. Now it's reading at 18 degrees in Laramie, Wyoming. So that's getting pretty cold. Down through the I-25 corridor, freeze warning, Fort Collins, Denver, also Colorado Springs. Fire weather watches going on below Colorado Springs there, but also interspersed or other freeze warnings as we go down through the I-25 corridor. And then also over near Grand Junction, another freeze warning as you go across I-70. And heading back up to Idaho Falls, we've got a lake wind advisory there. Frost advisory around Boise, and as you travel along I-84, it looks like you might get some snow there at Cabbage, so be very careful about that. In the Pacific Northwest, Seattle looks like it's got maybe a slight rain right now, more rain coming in maybe Sunday for both Seattle and Portland, and yes, fire weather warnings in Northern California, where they had a lot of the power shut off. They were supposed to have it back on by midnight California time. We're waiting for an update on that.
Okay.
And then, of course, also fire weather warnings in Southern California where the heat has been turned up.
And for parts of Nebraska and most of Kansas and the southern part of Iowa, central and southern part of Iowa, and for all of Missouri, for the northern part of Arkansas, northeastern corner of Oklahoma, and let's see, going over into Illinois, going over to the western part of Kentucky, central part of Kentucky, all of Indiana, the southern and central part of Minnesota, as well as the about half of Wisconsin tonight, most of Michigan. You've got a frost warning or freeze warning. Temperatures, depending on where you're at, the colder temperatures will be in the teens on up to the middle and low 30s. And then the weather going over towards the east or the Appalachians tonight, you've got a freeze watch through there. You do have in the central part of New York State right there a frost warning, as it will. And all the way up the East Coast tonight, we've got a gale warning from northern New Jersey, Long Island, into Connecticut, Rhode Island, the outer area, the ocean area of Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Vermont, all the way to Canada. So that's the way the weather looks tonight. And don't forget the weather brought to you, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report by the pilot in Flying J Truck Stop closest you. Pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, get you a free cup of coffee. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear the show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
There you go. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him. And the weather is changing. And by the way, that snow out there in the rocks, be careful. The snow level's down to 6,000 feet. It could drop down even lower. We'll let you know tonight on the next program, on a weekend edition, what's going on. All right, joining us now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Dueling town halls. Which candidate won?
Well, I didn't watch much of Trump's at all. I kind of slipped over to it. I stayed on the Biden one because I wanted to see if he was on his game and what George Stephanopoulos was going to ask or not ask, or the crowd was going to ask or not ask. And when I say crowd, I say that as loosely termed because I think there were maybe 10. And it was very clear to me that all the questions that were asked of Biden by these individuals were not their own questions.
Right. They were submitted by the Biden camp, probably.
I don't know who submitted them, but, I mean, just the way they were worded and how these people, when they asked them, they looked so unsteady in even asking the question. So, you know, the first one was on the pandemic, and it was a long, comprehensive answer by Biden, and not one sentence in the entire response was true. I mean, I was just listening so intently, and mm-hmm. not one part of it was true.
But yet the fact check last night done by the NBC and ABC folks and the fact check people didn't mention that at all about Biden.
Well, I mean, it was like the question was, you know, how would you describe the federal response to the pandemic? And that's a really kind of shaved down. Question, but you know, think about that. You know, Biden goes on about not having the PPE. He goes on about businesses and schools being closed down, and all of those things happen at the state level.
Yep, I know that. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we take it to the top of the hour in the news and all that good stuff. When your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills, we'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, all across America and around the world, too. Don't go anywhere.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.